Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
Should they make up or break up? 833-822-BULL. Text the show to 96459. Our couples are voluntarily joining the show. And I would love to welcome Adam from Sumner right now. What's up, Adam? How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for reaching out on my Facebook page. And you grabbed my attention with, I'm in love with a cheater.
Oh, of course it did. Of course it got your attention.
So I clicked on that. I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? And you explained to me that you and your girlfriend, Wendy, you've been spending a lot more time together since you've been sort of doing your personal quarantining. How is she cheating on you?
Okay, well, it started off, we're finding ways to kill time, like you said. We were playing Scrabble, and at first I thought maybe she just doesn't know how to do math very well. But she knows 8 and 8 is 16, right? But she purposely is cheating on the score to beat me. I've corrected her a couple times. I'm like, hey, you know, you did the math wrong. You got the score wrong. But she continually cheats, and she knows how to add. I know she does. She will not let me keep score because I think, I don't know, she knows I'll beat her. I was like, okay, you know what, I can't play this game anymore with you. So we tried to play another game. Kill time. Cards. She cheats at cards. Turns out she literally cheats at every game we've been playing.
What was really interesting to me, you said that she's also cheating on you when it comes to, like, even watching TV shows that you guys are supposed to watch together. Like, she's even watching shows without you.
It starts off small, but then it makes you wonder, because you got all this time to wonder now, you know? I mean, hell, is this the tip of the iceberg? I mean, yeah, I mean, we're supposed to watch this program together, but no, when I go do something else or if I take a nap, she's just watching the damn show.
And during these times, you really do get to know the individual that you're with.
Or do you?
So this started out as like you were mad that she cheated games, but now it's like a character question, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You're wondering what else is she cheating at life?
Or is she cheating on you?
Exactly. So I don't know. It's little things pop up, and it's just like, what the hell? She cheats at that, too. You know?
Okay. Oh, no.
So here's the deal. You know that Wendy is on hold right now. She's hearing all this, and I want to thank you guys for voluntarily joining us. You've gotten to know your girlfriend, especially the past couple of weeks, because you guys have been, what, socially isolating yourselves. But how does she cheat at everything?
That's the question I ask myself every time she cheats. I mean, if there was a way to cheat at a puzzle, this chick would find a way. She'd probably, like, hide the piece that I'm looking for in her pocket to be the winner of you don't win at puzzles, but she would sure find a way. I mean, she cheats at Scrabble. She cheats at cards. She cheats at words with friends. You know, I mean, she makes it not fun.
And what really jumped out at me was during this time, you said she's even cheating on you when it comes to watching TV shows that you guys are supposed to watch together, like even Netflix shows. She's watching them all without you.
I don't know how she finds the time. It's like, it's crazy.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, Wendy's been on hold. She's heard every single bit of this. I want to welcome to the show Wendy from Sumner.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. I know it's not easy to hear us talking about you, but I got to get your side of the story here. He thinks that all the cheating going on is eventually going to apply to your relationship.
No, no. He has a very overactive imagination. I grew up super competitive. I have four brothers, and if I didn't cheat to get ahead, I was going to get left behind. So, no, I have no problem being aggressive and assertive, even when it comes to playing puzzles. Like, I will hide that last puzzle piece so I get the satisfaction.
We thought he was
kidding. Putting it in last. Yeah.
I love a good competitive woman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have big brothers, too. I feel you, sister.
Thank you. Yep. And I am just, frankly, I'm really sick of how boring he's become. Like, he sits in front of the computer every day. He's a software developer. And I'm like, hey, there's a human right here you can interact with and play a game with. Let's play cards. Let's play Monopoly. Let's do something. And it's just, you know, I'm trying to be creative and have fun, especially since we're all quarantined up. You know, you have to create new opportunities to have fun in your relationship.
Adam, is this true? Are you just not paying attention to her?
Oh, I'm paying attention. That's how I caught her cheating. Where's the fun in that? I'm all about being competitive and, you know, but when you
but Adam, if I didn't cheat, you wouldn't even participate.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Have you guys tried maybe like video games? I don't think you can cheat at Call of Duty.
Oh, I mean, well, I am amazing at Contra, but he like doesn't even move. The guy just stays at the end of the screen. I'm like, come on, dude, let's go. Let's go get spread and laser and machine gun.
Nah, I tried, babe. She's like that. She's like that fisherman that always has the bigger fish story in almost every situation. But apply that to cheating instead. So I know it's kind of a stretch.
You know what, to me, it sounds like you guys need to find something that you both enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And if you guys do that, I think you're going to get along just fine.
Who enjoys cheating at a game?
Maybe bust out a coloring book. How do you cheat at that?
This is purely a case of cabin fever. I think you guys should each go outside, take a walk around different blocks, and come back and appreciate each other again.
Maybe you're hangry. Are you both hangry right now? Are you hungry? 833-822-BOWL. Text the show to 96459. Should they make up or break up? Thank you guys so much, Adam and Wendy. We absolutely appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, we're gonna put you on hold and give you the phone number to our therapist in Renton, okay?
Great.
Bye.
And it's always great watching the text messages roll on in.
Yes.
833-822-BULL, 833-822-2855. You can also text the show to 96459. Drew, get some of these text messages real quick.
Yeah, we're pretty divided here. Here's a text from 253 that says, she's aggressive and assertive. Now that's a woman. Don't let her go.
Yeah.
But then this text from 425 says, your woman's shady, man. What else is she cheating at?
Like,
uh-huh.
So if she's cheating at the games and cheating on TV shows, she's obviously, you're saying she has a Tinder account, a Bumble account.
There are suggestions. Yeah. In fact, there's a couple we can't read. Now, there are, for every... Oh my God, he's a baby. There's another, she sounds awesome.
Right? A lot of advice for him to, well, let's just say man up.
Yeah.
Get some, right?
Yeah.
Sam is on in Seattle. Good morning, Sam. Make up or break up? Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they should break up, but I think he needs to man up and get some man balls.
Wow. You know what? I think I've seen those on the back of some trucks around the Northwest.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure how it's going to help.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. He's a baby.
Yeah.
How exactly would one man up and get some of those?
Well, I wouldn't call into a radio station and say that she's cheating. I thought for sure she was cheating on him, like, you know, in a relationship.
Sure.
Yeah. But then when he started saying she was cheating on games and stuff, I thought, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. That's genius.
But that's like I said, that's cabin fever for you.
Right.
No kidding.
They're just like, the pot's boiling over because they've been locked in the same apartment forever.
All right, we're talking about makeup or breakup right now. Portia is on in Seattle. Hi, Portia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, makeup or breakup? What do you think?
I personally think breakup. I think she should be with somebody a little bit stronger personality like herself. Whoa. Who can match her on her competitiveness.
So she should be dating somebody that knows how to cheat.
No, you know, she's saying that she
or
needs to go get
at least somebody who's not going to get so butthurt about it. Girls, you know, it's just what girls do.
Like,
that's how we add a little spice to life.
You rock.
All right, and percentage-wise, Drew, what's it looking like today? Do we have a makeup or breakup here?
Well, most people believe this is good fun. We're 77% makeup, but there are, you know, those 23 percenters that say she needs to find a tougher dude.